It's the 5th of February 2015, and the topic, the prompt for today is, in my case, how will technology affect my life in the next 5, 10 or 20 years? Well, being a bit of a techno freak, I guess, I just love technology, absolutely love it. Even stuff that I don't use, stuff I wouldn't buy. You know, for example, the latest digital cameras, these new drones that you can buy with and fly them practically anywhere nowadays, and with little onboard cameras, the latest GoPro cameras where you can film inside a volcano, you know, crazy stuff. So there's loads of stuff out there that although I would never buy or use, doesn't stop me from admiring the technology. Technology is fantastic stuff. In fact, probably one of my most favourite categories of things in life, next to music. So how do I perceive technology affecting me in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years, whatever. 20 years from now, I shall be 85. And I'm kind of hoping that I'm still not only using technology, but still recording on this audio platform with my friends. So there's technology. So in the next 5, 10 or 20 years, hopefully, Audio Boom will get itself sorted out. And we'll all be able to converse and interact with each other on a fantastic level. Not this intermediary dialogue that we have where we send stuff up and we have to wait on someone listening to it and then maybe they'll respond or comment on it. Maybe, I think, and I'm praying that it'll be much more interactive. I don't know how that would work. I don't know if it would even suit a lot of people, you know, to be involved in active conversation, as it were. I'm not sure how it would work, but that's one of the technological aspects I'd like to see improved over the years. Of course, computers are going to get more and more intelligent. It always makes me think of that famous Star Trek scene where, I think it's the one where they save the whales, I can't remember the title. I know a person called Stefano Landi will know that, and probably Lee Storm, where he's invited to instruct the computer to reformulate this material. And so he immediately just stands and says, "Computer." And the guy hands him a mouse. And he thinks it's a mic and lifts it up and says, "Computer." Well, that's what I think technology will be, where we talk to your computers. Now, at the moment, I know that with iOS 8, I haven't tried it yet, actually. I don't know if anyone else has tried it. If your iOS device is plugged into or connected directly to your computer, Scotty again, and I take it by that they mean, like say in my case, my iMac computer desktop, or say a MacBook Pro or something, that you don't need to do anything, you can just simply ask Siri to do something for you. So it's already listening, even though your screen's blank on your iOS device. I haven't tried it, I need to try it, but that intrigues me, you know. I remember another scene, I know I'll probably refer to a few futuristic scenes, where Arnold Schwarzenegger, I can't remember if it's a Running Man, I think it's a Running Man, where he comes back to his apartment, his flash apartment at the end of the day, and things like, he just says, lights on, music on, blah, 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 you know. He gives instructions, screen on, zoom, zoom left, zoom in, zoom left, zoom right, you know. And that technology just intrigues me. That's what I want to see. I want to be able to come into my room in the future and for my computer to recognize the fact that I'm here and say, "Hi, Mac, how's it going?" Looking at your... oh, there, it's chiming. See, it's recognized me. Looking at your plans for today, you have to phone this person, you have to email that person, you have to go and do this and do that. And looking at your agenda, you'll have to do this by a certain, you know, that kind of stuff. It'll probably keep me organized. And in my case, I need to be organized. I'm just, my head is puggled. If you don't know what puggled is, I'll look it up if you can find it. But even devices like our mobile devices now, well, look, you know, I was in Apple store the other day there, returning my Apple TV. Only because it didn't suit and didn't work properly in my house, but that's by the by. And I looked at the new iPhone 6, there's the 6 and the 6 Plus, and I couldn't make my mind up which one I preferred. You know, it's all down to size, basically. But I thought, well, my iPhone 4S can do some amazing things. These new ones, I've passed the 5 straight into the 6, and the 6 is just phenomenal in what it can do with the new operating system. So, although I am Apple biased, I still take into account what's happening with the Android phones, etc., etc. And the technology being built into these things, what they can do for us, how they can keep us organized, how they can keep us connected to each other. You know, that's how I see technology going in the future. Where, and bear in mind, you have. I was going to say two types of people, but maybe there's in between. In my home, there's two types of people. There's me, who is really into technology and social networking and things like that. And there's my wife, who's old school and wants nothing to do with that. So it won't affect her. But for those that are interested in communicating with other people, technology in the future is how I want to perceive it to be, is that communication, if you want it, will be instantaneous, it will be organized, it will be, you will be connected however you want to be connected. And you'll just tell your computer that you want to do that. There'll be no typing in. I mean, even just now with iOS 8, I may harp on about this a bit, but when I'm texting or typing in, the auto-suggestion now is phenomenal. It's fantastic. And it memorizes. For example, when I read or tweet on an audiobook, I will start by putting in the word listening to whoever. My iPhone 4S already knows that that's what I'm going to put in. So the very first word it brings up is listening. The second word is to, etc., etc. It's intelligent. It's learning what words I'm using in certain aspects, and will even suggest a phrase. I mean, this stuff blows my mind. I just love it. To the extent where, as I said, that we will no longer type into a mobile device, handheld device, or an iPad, Siri or Cortana or wherever will be so clever and so intelligent enough to learn our phrases, our accents, our dialects. And no more will the Scots accent be ignored when words, because it will learn very, very quickly and be able to understand everything I'm saying. And that's how I want technology to go. I don't want to have to take my device out of a belt holster or a pocket to respond to someone. I want to be able to do it. I want the device to do it. I want it to be clever enough to understand what I say, so I can carry on with what I'm doing and just say, take a note, or reply to email, or whatever, and just rattle it off, or comment on someone's audio book, and the device will do it and do it so damn well that I can just keep on doing exactly what I'm doing. So that's how I see technology in the future. There's so much involved in technology. I mean, there's technology in computers and handheld devices, but there's also technology I believe Bernie Goldbach mentioned transport. I think he mentioned aeroplanes. I kind of joked about electric aeroplanes in one of my morning thoughts recently. Who knows? A nuclear-powered aeroplane, something like that. I don't know. But I mean, technology has and will move on. And technology is not linear, you know, in development. It's, I guess maybe exponentially, it grows for every step it moves 1 year, it'll move 2 steps the following year, 4 steps the following year, etc., etc. Because technology learns itself, it teaches itself, and if we can keep that process going, then who knows, 5 years from now, my God, what will we have 5 years from now? I have no idea, but I can't wait to see. And God willing, 20 years from now at 85. Wow. I can only dream. Most of you guys out there, younger than me, and much younger than me, have that 20 years. You're still going to be a young person, a relative young person. But I still want to be at 85. God willing, I'm healthy enough. I want the technology to be there. I want to be bedazzled by technology. I want it to do so much for me, entertain me, take me places, transport me, educate me in the most amazing ways, and all done by the technology and very little done by me. Imagine not having to type in a Google search, not even ask Google to do something, just say, hey, tell me about Sacramento, and everything will come up. What do you want to know about Sacramento? You'll have screens, it's going to be multiplex on your own device. History, geology, you know, the I was going to say something else, I've forgotten now. Anyway, you know what I'm trying to say. That's how I perceive technology to be. It's how I want it to be. There's so many aspects to it. We all have our own sections, if you like, our own categories of technology which suit us at the present time. And most of us will see that as being the technology that we'd like to see develop and be there for us in all those years ahead. I guess that's about all I can say on that. Being stuck for what else I love in technology, but anything, I don't care what it is, I just love technology. There you go. Great subject, Kat, again. Thanks for listening. See you, bye for now. And as soon as I hang up, you realise I'm going to remember about 10 things I should have said. Now I'll put this physical device down. I'll have to hit a keyboard, a mouse, well, a trackpad, and then go the process of normalising on this computer, the device, the recording, and then going to my Google. I'm going to audio boot and upload it, and oh my God, now that I've mentioned all that stuff, this just sounds so damn long-winded. If we could get this to be super fast, super streamlined, super efficient, my God, look at the other things we can fit into our days. Yeah, wait a minute, I could probably blather longer, record more audio. Maybe not such a good idea. Let's take it slowly. Cheer by the now.